This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Tonight, inshallah, we're having hadith number 90 from Riyad al-Salihin, chapter Al-Mubadir al-Khayrat, Hastening in Virtuous Acts. قال وعن أبي هريرة رضي الله تعالى عنه قال جاء رجل إلى النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم فقال يا رسول الله أي الصدقة أعظم أجرا أي الصدقة أعظم أجرا قال أن تصدق وأنت صحيح شحيح تخشى الفقر وتأمل الغنى ولا تمهل حتى إذا بلغت الحلقوم قلت لفلان كذا ولفلان كذا وقد كان لفلان كذا متفق عليه. In this hadith, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is encouraging us to give your charity while you still have the chance, when you have the ability to do that, and don't wait for too long when it's too late for you to do so. Like, again, the chapter is all about rushing into doing good deeds. Don't wait. When you have an opportunity, then you should be taking that advantage right away. So when it comes to giving, when is the best time to give? So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he was asked, أَيُّ الصَّدَقَةِ أَعْظَمُ أَجْرًا? Which of the charity is more rewarding, like the highest reward? When is that the best? Obviously, when do people think that would be it? When you have a lot of, when you give too much, when you give mashallah half of your wealth, when you give this, when you give that, that possibly crosses our mind. But the Prophet gave a very beautiful principle. He didn't give an actual answer directly to the question, but he gave jawab al-hakim, which means the wise answer that will go beyond the question itself. فَقَالَ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ You should give charity in a state when you are healthy and close-fisted and haunted by the fear of poverty, hoping to become rich. Meaning, basically, you're afraid to give away that money, so becoming rich becomes delayed. So the Prophet said, look, the best time to give charity is when you don't really have much, you don't have much, but you're healthy. Alhamdulillah. You're strong, you're healthy, physically taking care of yourself, Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Shahih, which means because you're healthy and you don't have much, so you're not keen of giving your money away easily. Like you're close-fisted. So it's like that's the best time to give the charity. Takhsha al-faqr. You're afraid of being poor if you give. If you keep giving, you're going to be afraid to be poor, and you hope for being rich by keeping that money in your hand. He says, that time is the best time to give your charity. And I guess for many of us, mashallah, that's where we usually have in our mind, right? Every time there's a fundraising, in your mind, I'm going to give, inshallah, 10,000 this time. The moment you commit the 10,000 in your mind, what happens? The shaitan comes from all over the place. What about, car payments? Your son is going to get married. Your daughter needs this for school, blah, blah, blah. And then by the time they come to the 10,000, you went down to 3,000. So your intention to give 10,000, but at the end you squeeze it to 3,000, or even 1,000 and so on. And the Prophet says that this is the best time when you give your charity, because you're afraid to be poor, but a risk comes from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so I'm going to give it anyway. So he said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, قال, وَلَا تُمْهِلْ. Don't wait for too long. حَتَّى إِذَا بَلَغَتُ الْحُلْقُومِ. Until your soul reaches your throat, which means what? It's departing right now. Khalas, you're dying. You're on your deathbed. That's when you start distributing your wealth. So it's give such to so and so, give this to so and so. And the Prophet said, "Qal waqad kana li fulan kada." He said, "Sallallahu alaihi wasallam." And even though that you're saying, "Give this to fulan, give this to this person, that person." He says, "Lo, it has already come into their possession anyway." Through what? Inheritance. Which is why from this hadith, some of the ulama, they say that people given their will or start distributing their wealth on their deathbed, that's an invalid wasiyah. It's an invalid wasiyah. And even they extend that to the situation when someone is going through, diagnosed with chronic illness. And may Allah protect you all. Someone has $1 million. Alhamdulillah, he's keeping it. He has cars, houses, blah, blah, all that kind of stuff. He went to the doctor for an appointment. The doctor tells him bad news. You're dying in 3 months. You have a 4-stage cancer and you're dying in 3 months. And now he just kind of feels remorseful. I'm dying leaving all this money, so what am I going to do with that? He calling his friends and his relatives. He goes, you take 20,000, you take 50,000, you take, you know, this car, you take this house. All that distribution Islamically will be nullified. Because now the money is not his anymore. He's dying. So therefore, it's now considered part of inheritance. But if you're healthy, alhamdulillah, and no sickness, no illness, nothing, and then in one moment in your time, you thought, you know what, I'm going to give away my money into charity for my friends and so on. And you gather, everybody says, hey, I want to give you this much, I want to give this, I want to give this much. There is no objection to it. Because that's your money, you can do with it whatever you want to do. Of course, unless there's an accusation that you're doing this to avoid keeping haq of your families and so on. So that's a different story. But overall, if you have you're healthy and wealthy and everything, you can give it as you wish. But once a person becomes close to death, whether they're on their deathbed or being diagnosed with terminal illness, this is it. You cannot give that money to this or that person because it's already been prescribed to this person by inheritance law. So the Prophet ﷺ said, look, the best charity you give is when you own the money and it's still yours. Once you start going, you know, towards the akhirah, it's no longer yours. So when you give it, it doesn't have the same value. So remember this, don't wait for too long to give charity. If you would like to give something, I'll leave a legacy. This is the time for it, inshallah, tabaraka wa ta'ala. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless us all with health and wealth, ya Rabbil Alameen, and the ability to be charitable, ya Allah. Wallahu alam. Any question, Jama'ah? Nah. When you write your wasiyah, are you allowed to write something for charity? Yes, but no more than one third. You cannot exceed one third with that charity. And you don't give charity to somebody who already receives through inheritance. You cannot give to your son extra, your daughter extra. Well, because she's, for example, she needs that, or my son is not married, or you can't give them more than what they deserve from inheritance law. Wallahu a'lam. Nah. Yes. Yes. Yeah, of course. Allah mentioned that in the Quran. وَلَا تَجْعَلِدَكَ مُغَلُوتَ إِلَىٰ عُنِقِكَ وَلَا تَبْسُطْهَا كُلَ الْبَسْطِ. Don't hold your hand, yani close-fisted, close to your neck, which means being so stingy like a kid. You know, when kids want to hold something in their possession, what do they do? That's mine. So Allah says, don't be so childish. Like holding your wealth like a kid, you know, close to your neck, yani. وَلَا تَبْسُطْهَا كُلَ الْبَسْطِ. And don't open it so wide to spend it all day. Keep it balanced. How do you balance? I mean, people have different capacities. What does that mean? Some people, mashallah, they're very minimalist, which means they earn $1 million, but they can live on 25,000. So therefore, they give, mashallah, charity. And their family, alhamdulillah, supportive of that, so they're on the same page. Others, they, mashallah, they earn 50,000, but they spend like $1 million, mashallah, yani, people. They're always in debt. So it really depends. So the balance is based on your lifestyle, how much you earn, and how much charity you would like to give, inshallah ta'ala. Oh, I see what you're saying. So you're afraid to be poor if you keep giving, right? That's what you're saying, right? I mean, I hope that we understand the consistency, mashallah, of our jobs, that we know that every month we earn this much money. So alhamdulillah, I know the money is coming. I don't worry about, you know, that part. Alhamdulillah. So therefore, I know if I give this much money today, I can recover that in the next 3 months. So you calculate your risk and give accordingly. Wallahu a'lam.
When on the bed of death or diagnosed with an illness, is given to charity also notified, or just if you give it to people?
Very good question. If someone was on deathbed, and now they want to give to charity, not to individuals. Are they allowed to do that, or should we hold on to this money right now? Same thing. Same thing. It's too late for that. Now, some ulama, they differentiate the depth of illness or the circumstances of their death, yani. But if it becomes terminal, khalas, yani, that money is not theirs anymore. Wallahu a'lam.
Is it okay for money to give?
In interesting question. Is it okay to borrow money to give money? And you want to be charitable, so you borrow money to give charity. I would say don't do that. Because being in debt in itself is not right. It's not good. Not right. I would say it's not right. It's not good. So therefore, it's better for you that you be debt-free than giving charity. Nah. Wallahu a'lam. Now, this hadith is not speaking about zakah. He's speaking about what's beyond a zakah. Ayu sadaqati afdal. You see, a zakah is not afdal. A zakah is wajib. Zakah is not better. Zakah is obligatory. So when he says which is better, what charity is better, he's not talking about the obligatory one. Talk about what is beyond the obligatory one. So that's for charity in general, not for zakah. Wallahu a'lam. Subhanakallahumma bihamdik. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. So I'm going to plug it in right now.